If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. I mean, it's the little things in life that matter, right? I mean, do you enjoy when you're in the shower, like just a great smelling shampoo? It's so luxurious. The only shampoo I enjoy is Way. My favorite is their detox shampoo. It smells so good, okay? I mean, what more do you want in a shampoo? But their anti-dandruff shampoo is amazing. It fights flakes and smooth scalps. They're both great. Their anti-dandruff shampoo is also 100% clinically proven to gently soothe itchy, irritated scalps, which I have. And it helps keep your hair clean and soft. And I mean, like, how embarrassing is it, like, when you're out and your scalp is itching? Way shampoo helps really alleviate all of that. So if you're not using Way, it's time to upgrade today. They also have these awesome scalp serums that hydrate the scalp. I don't know, their website, you've got to check it out. There's so much they have to offer. The way to healthy hair this season and beyond starts here. Go to THEOUAI.com and use code VELVETROPE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's THEOUAI.com. Use code VELVETROPE and get 15% off your entire purchase. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the Velvet Rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by, once again, the icon in the flesh, Miss Sarah Farasia.
David, I'm the icon? I don't think so. I have been reading, listening, reviewing your Brandy Glanville interview that has gone viral everywhere, and I'm obsessed. It is so good. And also, you know, I love you as always, and hysterical commercial reads about Kim D's dogs, because it sounds like you almost would love to put them all down.
Sarah, first of all, that ad was for Nom Nom. Who doesn't want dog food for 50? What client gives 50% off? And you can see the piece of protein separated from the pieces of vegetable. And if you were on the Patreon every weekend, girl, Kim D, she calls them the woke mob, and they are the woke mob. These are seven wild beasts. They bark, they this, they that. So now that I'm not kidding you, I got Kim the Nom Nom because they send the product. And I said, instead of sending me the free product, send it to Miss D. And the dogs are a little better behaved because it helps keep your dog psychologically calm and it's healthy. I'm not kidding you. So Nom Nom dog food, 50% off. Thank you for the plug, Sarah.
Oh my God. It was hysterical because you just go on about those dogs and the aggression there is like,
I had to yell at the girls this past weekend because they were like barking every time something moves in her house. And I was like, girls, get your act together. Miss D did not care for me yelling for these dogs of hers. Oh. We had Brandy on the podcast, girl.
Huge. It was a really good interview. And I'm curious about this because I know a lot of it went viral, her talking about her drinking. Lap dances. And of course, in light of everything that's now gone down with Carolyn Manzo, which we have covered, I'm sure we'll discuss more. But you know what struck me? Do you think, because you've always kind of defended Lisa Vanderpump, do you think Lisa Vanderpump is as devious as Brandy Glanville makes her out to be?
I mean, you know what the weird thing is like everybody who's not there anymore, they all soften up for all of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh yeah, she has, even like with Brandy, they all are like, oh yeah. I mean, maybe now it'll be different, but when it comes to LVP, they all tense up, all of them. Kyle, I mean,
well, look, I mean, Brandy to me is like Lisa Rinna. I think she's a bit of a truth teller. And here's the thing I will say.
I think so.
I have found, and tell me if this is your experience in corporate America. If you don't play the game, like if you leave corporate America and you tell what corporate America is really like, it's very hard to get rehired. this, we've seen this with Brandy, right? Brandy has really spilled secrets of what it's like behind the scenes, who's really friends, who's not. And we know a lot of them are never really friends. They're TV friends, right? But Brandy basically says on your interview that Lisa Vanderpump is an incredibly, you know, malicious person, that if you wrong her, she will try to not get you jobs, ruin your business behind the scenes, has minions that carry out. I always think to myself, when people say that much detail, there's usually some truth to it. And you don't usually hear that about Lisa Vanderpump. But I also thought what was fascinating is Brandy talking about, you know, why is she still, if she supposedly doesn't want to be on RHOBH, you know, why is she still so badly in the mix commenting on the dirt? And I've always said that. I've always said Lisa Vanderpump wants to be back on that show so bad. And Brandy kind of confirmed that on your interview.
I mean, I'm so confused because I do think Brandy is a truth teller. I do. I think she's to me, Rita. I mean, everyone will start booing and, but like, I just think, I don't know, Brandy, like, I think the same thing about Kelly Dodd. Like, they just can't help it. They just open their mouth and the truth spills out. Like, they're not, I mean, I'm the same way. Like, ask me something and I'll give you the fucking answer. I don't really care. So
you're a little diplomatic, though, I think.
I think. Well, thank you for that. You're
a little bit smarter.
With business, yeah. Like, if I wanted to be rehired somewhere, et cetera, et cetera. Sure. Look, I think that, I mean, look, I've met Lisa Vanderpump many, many times. Now that is not the same as working with her or crossing her. She's been nothing short of just lovely, really, in like a lot of different settings. I mean, having said that, I agree with you. Like, if there's so many facts, it's got to be the truth. But yes, Brandy does really have this, like, you heard her on the interview. She softens up when it comes to each person, whether she likes them or not, except LVP. I mean, also, she claims LVP owes her $500,000, which...
That was really fascinating.
I think the funniest thing was the story about the post office. Did you get to that part yet? Oh. Like, she... I guess they both get their mail at the same PO box.
Yes, I did.
And she literally will, like, cross the street and go in the back entrance to avoid LVP. That's kind of funny.
I mean, it was so... good and detailed. Like, David Yontif strikes again. I like, you know what I feel bad about with Brandy is, you know, Brandy to me, there's something so genuine. Like, she still has a soft spot for LVP because she really thought that LVP and she and Ken were all friends. And, you know, she really, it's almost like somebody that's an empath, you know, they can't help it even though they've been hurt by that person. And I can relate to that. Like, there's really no one in my life that I dislike, even people that have screwed me. I'm still like,
really?
Oh. Well, I think
I don't have that. And is Brandy okay is really my question. But that's my question I'm going to ask in a second. Is Brandy okay? But I don't have that. You like those that have wronged you? No.
Well, no. I think it's a female thing a little. Like, I think men are much better about, men are great at getting in fights, moving on. They don't hold it. Like, women, it's just, I don't know. I think it's that maternal nature of, like, you know, your kids can fuck you over, do anything. They're always your children. You're always coming back to them. You're always trying to mother them. And women have that for men. They have it for toxic things. So I
mean, the last person that tried to screw me over in business got her ass sued and run out of the podcast business. So no, I don't have a soft spot if you try to screw me. No.
But wait, why do you think she's not all right? Like, you think she's
well, okay. So she did. We had our interview, you know, before she left for Girls Trip, whatever. It was one of my favorite chats ever because who doesn't want someone unfiltered? No pun intended. It was a great interview. Nothing was off the table. Vanderpump, Kim, let's talk about you. You basically are responsible for Vanderpump Rules. I mean, not responsible. You were in that scene. Let's talk about Sheena. Let's talk about Leanne, Eddie. I mean, this was everything. There was nothing off limits. So that's, Brandy is one of my favorite interviews ever. She did a cameo very recently, as in like the other weekend. And look, someone paid for this. And I'm not one to judge. And it was just like, hey, you know, I think your name is Susan. She's like Sonia Morgan. It's like, girl, this person's paying for a Cameo. Like, at least, I mean, it's not that hard. You can book me on Cameo. I don't know if you're on Cameo. And like the text is right in front of you guys. Like, let's just, you press play and the text is there. So, I mean, you also ad lib and stuff. I do great cameos. I do them for like 10 minutes, but she didn't know the person's name, but that's not even, but she was like, listen, I'm having a really fucking shitty day. Well, okay. Like I might give a little personal information. And then she's like, wait, so you're moving from like New York to Tennessee. Ugh. Why would you ever want to fucking move to Tennessee? That's disgusting. You should stay in New York City. Then she went on. She's like, wait, you're getting married? Oh my God, don't ever get married. And she's like, by the way, just in case you're wondering, I'm not drunk. She's like, I'm about to be drunk. And then she was, I mean, just in light of everything that has happened on Girls Trip, and she's putting up her statement, like, is that get your facts straight with the emoji or whatever that one sentence was. I think, you know,
why did I get the sense that this cameo was filmed like maybe while she was doing Girls Trip? Wait,
oh, really? Maybe
on this?
I just assumed it was like recent, but maybe not. Maybe not. I mean,
I feel like I was like, wait a minute, are we getting a cameo from her on Girls Trip? Like, oh, post Carolyn Manzo, you know, issue.
Oh, well, she said she was having a bad day. Maybe.
Yeah, she's clearly thrown off her game, and she was the most honest. Don't get married, girl. Why the fuck would you move to Nashville, Tennessee? I mean, I don't know. I would find that epic if someone sent that to me. I mean, I just got a cameo from Big Ed from 90 Day Fiance. It wasn't that, you know. I mean, I would love Brandy's.
Oh my God. So let me just say first off that in my defense, I am not a hypochondriac. But the other day I found this like mole and I was freaking out. And then I was really freaking out and I didn't know what to do. But then I went on the ZocDoc website and I went down the rabbit hole, and ZocDoc had thousands of medical professionals that were pretty much there to help me and listen to all of my woes and basically calm me down, which is in that moment what I needed more than anything. You know, ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them to treat almost every condition under the sun. So when you're not feeling your best, or in my moment of a complete freak out and trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. And it didn't. I got great advice, and I actually made an appointment with a doctor that took my insurance and was right down the street from my house, because I ain't traveling. So listen, go to ZocDoc.com/velvetrope and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours, like mine was. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/velvetrope. ZocDoc.com/velvetrope. You guys know that I love anything that could be delivered to my front door because I have no time to go out and track stuff down. And that's why I love Drizly. Drizly is a one-stop shop for all of your alcohol needs. I mean, what could be better, right? In fact, they're the largest online marketplace for alcohol in North America. You can buy beer, wine, liquor. Yes, for all you Kathy Hilton fans out there, they have Casa del Sol. And for all you Kendall Jenner fans, they have 818 Tequila also. They partner with thousands of retailers in more than 1,400 cities across the U.S. and Canada. They have competitive pricing and an unrivaled selection. Really, you can find almost any liquor on this website, and it's just one click. I don't have to look around at all different places. So after recording this damn podcast all day, to relax with a nice vodka on the rocks, nothing makes me happier. And I know none of you are listening to this podcast completely sober. So go to www.drizly.com. That's DRIZLY.com, and start purchasing all your alcohol needs today. I would love that too. I truly would. But is she okay? And it's like, I guess I put it in context of like recently, like yesterday or something. And I was like, is she just sitting home drinking, dealing with like the fallout? I still believe, I really, really in my heart of hearts believe that she is, that Carolyn is suing or Carolyn is getting money. And Carolyn's way too fucking quiet, first of all. So she's suing or she's getting money. And I think Brandy's done. I do. And so it's like, I just got the impression that Cameo was like, she's home drinking and realizes she wasn't at the Traitors reunion. She's really ruined it. She's really has ruined this opportunity. And you have to just move on. You can't beat yourself up in life, right? But I really think anyone that doesn't think it's over for her in the NBC family is just kidding themselves. It's just, what, they're going to book her for another girls trip with, like, after this? Can I just say something else? I'm going to be honest.
Go for it. Go for it.
I mean, listen, I mean, right now this has caused hours. You know, when someone comes on your podcast, Sarah,
yeah.
It's happened to you recently, and we're not going to mention who. It happens to me all the time. And they talk to you, and the person comes with an agent and a manager and a network.
Yes,
hint, hint, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And then you have a great thing with a person, and then afterwards, there's like 8,000 edits, and it's like 13 hours of work for Sarah Fraser or David Yontef.
Keep going.
Brandy, I mean, Caroline, but Brandy has caused Peacock, NBC, Bravo, Andy, executives, 13,000 extra hours of work. How are we going to edit this thing? How are we going to edit this? If there is a lawsuit, for all we know, Carolyn says, I don't want that to see the light of day. I'm going to sue for this much money. I don't know. I am not convinced we're going to see Girls Trip forever. I'm really not convinced. I think we are likely to see it, but how is this going to work? I'm not sure. This is real. This is real. This is the real. NeNe Leakes lawsuit, not real. This is real. So this is real exposure from a level.
Wait a minute. Be that real, doesn't she have, like, God, she must have, like, tried to, like, truly, truly sexually assault Carolyn Manzo, right? I mean,
rumor is her hands were in her vagina and on her breasts, and she kept saying, no, stop, I'm not comfortable. And they were then in the bathroom with Alex McCord, and cameras weren't filming. And when Alex apparently, this is all alleged, we don't know because no one's speaking, but when Alex realized, like, this isn't a joke, like, Alex then opened the door. But I mean, again, like, I mean, I drank and I get buzzed and then I get drunk and there's no, I mean, you really, when you're touching someone and the minute there's like a stop, I mean, look, and I really, Brandy has a heart of gold. I'm sure it was the typical, like, come on, Carolyn, I'm going to make you like me. Come on, girl. Let's have lighten up. You're so stiff. Why are you so stiff and boring? And I do think it's upsetting because producers are probably like, go, girl. But I mean, at this moment, it wasn't filmed and they were in the other room. And I mean, she also said to the one producer she knows, tonight, I'm going to fuck you. You're going to fuck me. So now that person went and reported it, probably after the fact when they realized this is now a thing. They're like, we better speak up too. And I just think, I really think Brandy is truly done in this family. Is she okay? And I'm not even sure that we're seeing Girls Trip 4. And if we are seeing it, Let's roll the edits, guys. Let's roll the edits. Because how is this mess going to be edited? They all want it on camera. And the Bravo wants it all until there's a lawsuit. And now we have really serious issues that involve a corporation. I don't know. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but...
I hadn't heard all those details that you just shared. So thank you for sharing those, because I had not heard the latest in these developments. I had heard Jacqueline. What's Jacqueline's last name? Who used to be on RHONJ?
Larita.
Yeah. I had heard Jacqueline Larita on our friend Carlos King show, basically being very closed mouth about how Carolyn is, but called Carolyn after the incident and did say that Carolyn was very shook up by it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. And to your point, I don't know Brandy. I haven't even done an interview with Brandy like you have, so you have better insight. I do think someone like Brandy, yeah, I mean, you know, she's like great for reality TV, but they just don't know when enough is enough, and that's not good. So
it's not good. And I don't just blame her. I don't. I blame her. I blame producers. I'm not letting her off the hook, but I blame producers. The same thing with Lisa Rinna. I mean, I think they, as Catherine Edwards says, they give them an attaboy. So I say pat on the back. I think they patted Lisa on the back all season. You go, girl, knowing they were going to hang her out to dry. Same with Dorinda. And I just think that's Brandy's brand. They probably were like, go, girl, get drunk, go stir it up. And You know,
Oh, sure. They ply them with alcohol. That's like the oldest trick in the book, right? We know this from reality TV. That's like 101 is like they don't
it's
pay you
so
when there's
sad.
plenty of booze. I mean, it does seem like things are very quiet. It's interesting that you say that. Will we not see Girls Trip? I mean, I feel like they're going to do everything they can to keep Girls Trip on. They just probably won't air that
Sure.
episode. But wow.
I
Wow.
mean, or what? We're gonna like just air it up to that point, and then the screen is gonna go black, and it's gonna say over the next, several hours, it's, rather unfortunate what happened. I mean, legally, they better, they're not gonna get into too many details if it's a black screen, and they're like, Brandy was removed and Carolyn was taken to a hotel. Peacock, NBC, Bravo. Does not support, sexual assault in any way, shape, or form. If you or someone has been, assaulted, please contact the following hotline. Bravo has officially parted ways with Miss Glanville. Is there going to be some maybe. I don't know. They probably won't scrap the whole thing, but like it's just, and I am not coming for Brandy. I'm just giving you the corporate side of things here because I don't have any feelings.
Well, if it's going
So
the way that you're saying it's going, I do think you're right. I think Brandy is probably done. I was actually looking too on her podcast to see if there was a recent podcast episode, which you and I know, can be taped a long time ago. There was one just dropped on Friday, but obviously it doesn't look like it has any updates on it. Was probably taped a while ago,
taped a long time ago. Oh, girl, I know nothing about that.
Me neither. Wow, we might not see Girls Trip 4. Does that make you more interested in Girls Trip 3? Because the trailer dropped for that. Were you any more interested?
Not even slightly. Are you?
It was a total mixed bag of reaction. No, I'm really not. I'm not. I did enjoy Girls Trip 2. You'd had me watch it. I actually enjoyed watching it because Brandy was great. Ava was great. Dorinda was melting down. I loved the vaccine. Actually, turns out Vicky Gunvalson may be right about these vaccines. They don't seem to work. They
I
have all
just got a thing yesterday from my
no.
CVS about another vaccine. I'm like, I think I'm good this time. I'm not getting
Yeah.
it. No thanks.
Guys, what proof now do we have? Now we're saying, well, it does maybe
And
cause
I have
myocarditis.
other friends. Yeah, I have other friends that are like, oh, this one just had a heart attack again, and this one, and she's
I
not
know.
vaccinated. And she's like, I'm like, girl, I don't need to hear about all the things that are going to happen to me just because I'm vaccinated and you're not. Like, please just let me have one less thing. And then you want to know why Innovative Extracts with 40% off. They have gummies, they have drops you put under your tongue. I'm really, so if you want to like
What do
mellow
they have to
out,
do with, wait, what do they have to do? Oh,
THC,
take
you
the
want to know why
THC.
I tell everyone to go take Delta 8 and Delta this. 40% off in with Innovative Extracts.
Are you
DM
still
me.
wearing a mask? Because they don't work either. Do you see that
Are
big
you
study?
fucking? It's so funny now that I'm moving my whole life and we're doing the Hamptons in LA. So I'm getting rid of a whole bunch of stuff. I'm giving it to my doorman and the maintenance people
100
and my
masks.
cleaning lady. I literally just gave my cleaning lady about 20,000 of those blue masks. I'm not kidding you. They're all wrapped up. I'm like, here you go. And like,
For all of our medical professionals, like, because this is, I'm referring to this Cochrane study that was done, by the way, in England by like a million people. So the masks that we've been all wearing only reduce your chances of getting COVID by 5%. N95, it's like 30%. I'm curious, leave on our YouTube videos for all of our medical people that are listening to this. When are we not, why are we still wearing them when we go to doctor's offices? I'm getting
that's a good
ready.
question.
Why? They don't work. So why, I get why the doctors probably wear them, because even for them, maybe 5% reduction is good. But why are we still sitting 6 feet apart in the doctor's office?
At least
Why
they
are we
know
wearing
when you
masks?
walk in that you don't have one, because I'm not
Oh,
going
I
in
never
no
bring it. I
mask.
go, if you want me to wear one, you supply it. I'm not carrying one around anymore. I'm not. But I'm just curious from our medical people, when you guys get these surveys, when are we going to stop? When are you going to stop having us wear one? Because we didn't wear one for years. You never wore a mask
Guess
ever.
what? I don't wear one. Kelly Dodd told me it was
Really not.
okay. By the
Thank you,
way,
Kelly.
R-H-U-G-H. So I was on the phone this weekend with Real Housewife of Miami, Anakin Kosas. She was on the podcast recently and she was like, oh, it looks good, the trailer. I'm like, really? It doesn't look, I don't know if it's because four is looming out there. Look, I don't like the cast. Whitney and Heather, I still think this whole breakup between them is fake and staged. I could care less. I mean, Leah McSweeney, you know how I feel. Don't even get me started. This is her swan song. She'll never be back within the network again. Portia, I'm not a Portia fan. I find her pretty boring. MVP of the trailer, the one, the only, a Candace, a Candy Gal, a Dillard. The whole thing
Candy
is
Gal.
You invite Candace like you invite Brandy, except Candace is much smarter. And I don't just, she's Candace knows what she's doing. Like she plays it right. Candace is not going to jeopardize her job. She really understands this, you know? Did you guys love my interview with Aisha Scott from Below Deck 2 weeks ago? You know, we totally bonded and she invited me on a future charter. And it's something I could never consider before I had Relief Band. Planes are bad, trains are bad, but cars and boats, oh my God, I literally avoided the sea at all costs. But now maybe I'll take Aisha up on her offer because I have Relief Band. I mean, and I can tell you, it's truly changed my life. It actually works. Relief Band helps quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, which I have, anxiety, which I have, migraines, which I have, hangovers, hello, I have, morning sickness, which I don't have. But I have to tell you, whether you need everyday nausea relief or just an occasional cure, their patented technology makes feeling sick a thing of the past. It's literally a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea. Imagine that. Perhaps you'll see me on an episode of Below Deck very soon. So listen, if you want the band that actually works at relieving your nausea, check out Relief Band. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code VELVET, you get 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code VELVET for 20% off plus free shipping. I'm totally advancing in this game I'm playing online. And like, who knew I'd be good at this? It's called Love and Pies by Trail Mix Games and it's free. Now, I'm such an online gamer and I love Love and Pies because it honestly is like one of the only things other than when I can fall asleep that takes my mind off all these thoughts going on in my head. And I love it also because there's drama. You play as this woman named Amelia and she moves home and there's family drama. You take over the old family cafe. You restore it to its former glory. But of course, there's mystery and intrigue. Her family has more secrets than an episode of Real Housewives, really. All that said, I didn't think I'd be good, but now I'm obsessed and I play this game anytime I have a free moment on my hands. And I love to play it as I go to bed because, like I said, I have trouble sleeping and it helps me fall asleep. You guys check it out and let me know if you're good at this. For a tasty mix of love and drama, download Love and Pies for free today. That's Love and Pies, free to download in the App Store or Google Play, the greatest game by Trail Mix.
No, Candy definitely gets it. Candy's your perfect reality star. Candy Gal and Candy Burris also. But because there's like a line, like they know, you know, like they give a lot of their personal life. They give a lot of the drama. They're willing to kind of fight you, but they're not, I think they know the lines of like sexual assault and stuff like that. So, I don't care at all. I really don't. I mean, four, I was looking so much forward to.
And I like Girls Trip. I do. It's just this trailer to me.
It was very boring. Yeah. Like,
so.
It's funny. I watched it on, I think, Candy Gal's Instagram, the trailer, and I kept waiting for, because the trailer was very peaceful. Like they were in Thailand and hanging out and having a good time. And I kept waiting for, wait, when is it going to like scratch up? And then we're going to see it. Like, it never
and
really
then
drama,
it,
right?
It tries, right? Like it tries, but it doesn't do really well.
I'm with you. I think there's so much else going on. You know, we've got Potomac Reunion. We've got RHONJ. We've got, who's coming out after RHONJ? Do we have a release date on
probably
anybody else?
Well, I mean, Process of Elimination is probably OC Atlanta, but I think Atlanta's probably going to be next because we have a real, I mean, this isn't a good sign. They're now re-editing RHOC and demoting Gina Kirshenhider and upgrading Taylor. Now, let's Sarah's mouth's on the floor. She's reacting, but like, you know, is like, okay, let's just talk about that. Sure, I'm happy with that. I don't know why Jada was a housewife to begin with. I think she should be a friend, and I think Taylor should be the housewife. So I am happy with that, that they're demoting one. And but the fact that you're sitting there, like, we heard about Aspen, right? We heard about Don't Let It Be About Tom. Well, it was about Tom, Luann. Like, when you hear something, you know, and then it happens, you know, like, we haven't heard anything from the OC really. So I don't think they have such a great blockbuster season when you're sitting there editing, and in editing and post-production, you're realizing somebody should be downgraded just by watching the footage and someone else should be upgraded. Like, that to me is not a great sign of what you have coming for next season, right?
Okay, wait. Back up for a sec. So is RHOC, this latest episode, already in the can? You're saying they're editing
the new season. So okay. the whole new season of Real Housewives of Orange County is filmed, just like Atlanta. It's already done. Production is wrapped. Now we have, you know, this new friend of, known as Taylor Armstrong with her diamond. You know, her tagline will be something about trading in a diamond for an orange. But she is a friend. And Gina and Emily are housewives, along with Heather and Tamrat and Shannon. So they're looking at the footage and they're saying, like, this, look, as soon as Taylor got hired, people were like, she might be upgraded to a housewife. Well, look, Taylor, you got to get her a glass of water or a sparkling water or something. Let's be honest. The thirst is real. It is. But more power to her that she came back and said, I've waited for this for, you know, 10, 15 years, and I know what to do. So I think Taylor came in guns blazing because she wants an orange. And she's like, I'll take your friend role after girls trip too, but I ain't going to stay a friend. So she kind of came in with her plan and everyone was like, you go, but she accomplished it. So more power to her, but I just don't think that's a good sign if you didn't realize, like, in episode 3 that this person should be the housewife and this other one was just so lackluster that she should be demoted, right? Like, how does that work in post-production? It's not, we're not filming an episode. The entire 16, 19, 22 episodes are filmed. We have everything filmed.
That's crazy. No more, that's so crazy. So
there's no more parties. There's no more whatever. It's in the can. We're editing it in post-production and we are looking at footage and saying, like, what this housewife isn't delivering. And all right, we happen to have this other one in the corner whose name is Taylor Armstrong and everyone knows her, just upgrader. I don't think that's such a good sign.
You get paid more. So you film the whole season as a friend. Then in editing, you get upgraded to a main character. So Gina's getting a paycheck as though she's the main deal.
I mean, look, you get like a bonus for the reunion and everything. But yeah, I'm just assuming Gina can keep her money. And I'm assuming that, I don't know. Yeah, Taylor probably gets a little something extra. Sure. No tagline for Gina. I mean, this is all hearsay, but I believe it. And that's not a good sign, right? I mean, yes, Tamra coming back is a great thing, but just like Heather coming back in the house. I mean, I love Heather. We all know that. But like Tamra making up with Shannon and having Vicky come in and make up with Shannon, that does not make 19 episodes. That is 2 episodes. Like, got it. Now we're past that. So.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I completely agree. Keep going.
Get it? So this is not an episode, girl. This is a whole season that we are re-editing in post, which is.
No, that's not a good sign.
And it's like kind of happened before. I mean, that's why Catherine Edwards came in season 6 in the middle, because she had the tie to Faye Resnick and OJ. And they said, we're in the middle of filming 6. We don't have anything here. It's happened before where people film and you're not sure. New Jersey does it a lot where like they hire you and they're not really, it's a different production company. It's like, they're not going to clarify whether you're a housewife and they figure it out as you go along. But in this case, Jada was clearly a housewife and Taylor was clearly a friend of, and now we're re-editing it. I don't think that's a good sign, honey.
No. Well, it's interesting because I'm just thinking, you know, when we were talking about Ultimate Girls Trip, I'm thinking, what do we have to look forward to? You know, if Ultimate Girls Trip is sort of like 3, you know, Potomac is wrapping up, and I'm not sure I'm even loving the Potomac reunion, really. I liked the season a lot more than you did, but the reunion is, you know, again, there's no real meat there, because the meat obviously is Juan and Robin, this whole affair that was happening, you know, or alleged affair or whatever, for months that we didn't get. I mean, that's completely overshadowed this reunion. So the reunion seems so...
I think heads are going to roll in Potomac.
Andy well,
doesn't
you
seem
and
happy.
Our friend Carlos King. I think, who do you think is... I'm hearing major changes too.
I always think it's weird. I think they never do it with just one, but we just kind of got rid of Rinna and Diana, who doesn't even really count, and Sheree Zampino doesn't really count. So that was just one. I think Robin and...
You do?
I mean, like, I think Mia would be my second person, but I think she stays. I mean, she's done enough.
Oh, yeah. Her friend.
And the professor, I mean, I don't know why, but I think she's part of the group now too, and she's done enough, right? I mean, Giselle and Karen and Candace aren't going anywhere, you know?
You don't think? See, our friend Carlos King was on my podcast this week, and he thinks the old regime needs to go. Like,
needs to and will is different, right? Who does he think should go? Giselle? Yeah, she should.
Miss Huger, Robin. He basically paints a whole scenario. You can go and listen to the podcast, but it reminded me of you. He paints a whole scenario that if he was producing the show, he would fly down to Baltimore, and he throws some shade because apparently Robin and Juan actually live in Baltimore and not in Potomac or the DC region. And he sits them down and he says, unless you are willing, episode one, for Juan to appear and go into this whole thing, then you are fired. And that's how he would handle it. So, I mean, I think Andy's pissed. And the fact that Juan doesn't show up to the reunion, even though the housewives' husbands are not paid, I don't think it's good. Because you know they're part of the deal, right? And I don't think it's a good thing.
And I just think it's too little too late. I mean, so this happened. So what is that going to be? They're going to sit down, and it's not like, Lisa Hochstein's divorce is happening during filming. Like,
right.
It's different. Like, what are we going to do? Hi, I'm Robin. I'm Juan. We have to tell you, we omitted something. I mean, they're going to have to break the entire fourth wall right from the start and be like, and now let's put the pieces together. I mean, they're still not dealing with it. There's no divorce. There's no, I don't know if that's really a story. Like, we lied to all of you and didn't tell you this, and this is what happened. I mean, you could also have a special with Andy Cohen, a sit down with Robin. And I don't know what that story is. Like, even if they were willing to talk about it, I really think it's too late. I don't know. I think Robin
Ashley going to, he sees Ashley's demoted.
I forgot about Ashley. Yeah, I think they're going to do some, they have to make, this is the time to make big moves. I do.
Because he feels like Ashley now without Michael, it's like, what do you have? Like, that was another,
nothing.
Like, Michael Darby brought so much for so many seasons. And now if you don't have him, what do you have?
Speaking of which,
yeah,
a friend of mine has contacted me. Now, we know that I say yes to things when it's involving housewives and then want nothing to do with them socially. You know, I didn't go to Karen Huger's live show that I was invited to.
Yes,
I didn't
yes.
go to the Reasonably Shady podcast, which was in my backyard. Apparently my friend wants me to go, and I apparently said yes to attending the drag brunch with Miss Ashley Darby. So let's see if I attend. I'll have some content for everybody, but I might be going to, listen, it's all you can drink. It'll be sloppy and Miss Darby will be there. So maybe this will work out, right?
Yeah, I love Ashley. I love Ashley in real life. She just got her boobs done. Again, she had 10-year implants, had them traded out for her. Her son just had a little birthday. I follow everything she does online. You know, I'm friends with her in real life. We've known each other for years. I love Michael. Like, I used to live in the same neighborhood as they did in Arlington, Virginia. So, you know, I love her. I get what Carlos is saying. And I'm with you. I feel like big changes are, and I've said this from the start. I do not understand. I do and I don't. I think you can't get rid of Giselle, even though Giselle should go. Like, it's interesting to me. She has like amazing job security, but she I again, tell me what her storyline is. Tell
and
me
not forever. She's not going to be there forever. But I just think when you make big changes, I mean, which is more power to Lisa Rinna, that getting rid of her is just one person changes everything. I think when you make these changes, it's not really one. It's rarely one in the current housewife's regime. It's usually more than one at a time, right? Like you got like, what is firing Robin really do to change this show? I think it's got to be more. I mean, now that you mention Ashley, I kind of forgot about her, which is not a good sign for her. I would say maybe Ashley would be second, believe it or not. I mean, I think Mia, I don't really like, but I think
she stays though.
I think she stays. And I think, God help me for saying this, the professor stays. I mean, I don't know why, but I think the professor stays. I think it would be Ashley and Robin, actually. I really do. I think there you go. That's how to clean house and just clean it up. And we're not having Charisse back. We're going to get, and Katie Roast is out there politicking. She wrote a hello to Andy that she's making minimum wage. We're not taking Katie Roast back.
Oh my God, I love her. She's working at a co-op and I want to go see her. She seems like, I want Katie to be mentally healthy and fit and have her children and all those things. And I think, I hope that the production company feels the same. And that seems like where Katie needs to focus.
Production company, honey, they don't give a fuck about her.
That's true. I know, but maybe they'll suddenly have a conscience. Wait, there's one more thing I was going to ask you before we have to go. I thought it was around. I think Mia stays because I do think there's a lot of financial, you know, shenanigans going on with her company. And I mean, you know, you talk about chomping at the bit for content. I think the production company wants to follow the trail of money because none of this story makes sense of how there's a board and she and her husband were voted out of the board, but there was only three people. Then there's eight people on the board. It's very, it makes no sense. I think they want to see that.
I think so. And by the way, the two highlights of the Potomac reunion for me were A, when Candace was dealing with Giselle, as she should, when she was slapping down Giselle for all this stuff about Chris, and she was like, and then Mia was talking and Candace turned on and she was like, shut up. Did you see that part? And
yes, when people were loving,
and Wendy like left. But the real highlight for me, which was I think last week or whatever, the week before, was when Andy was like, Ashley, this caller has something to say about, like, you basically accused Candace of having, and this isn't me being a Candace apologist, but she is the one carrying the show as far as I'm concerned. He was like, you know, this caller said, you know, you basically said that she was like doing nothing with her life and now she has a hit CD and she's doing this. And you basically said that you can't even pay your bills without calling Michael. So what do you say about that? But I also love that, like, Giselle gave it, or Karen, they both gave it back to Andy at times, right? They both,
yeah,
gave it,
I mean,
back.
They all do. I think they all do, and that, you know, I think it makes it interesting, right? I mean, it's
revamp
just
the shit.
Yeah, you have to, because the thing is like the clips they use to tease these reunion parts are great. But then once you start watching the reunion, it's like there's just nothing. They just go back and forth about Chris. And I think literally everyone with a brain is like, Chris is not a cheater. This is so stupid.
And let me just say, because you asked me about Girls Trip 3, am I excited based on the trailer? No. Am I excited for the new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta? No. Am I excited for this re-edit of the OC in the new season? No. I'm curious to see what Tamra and Taylor bring, but maybe that's my most excited, but no, no, and no. I hope Atlanta's good, but I'm not. So, I mean, I just think we have a real problem here. Salt Lake is lightly filming. Am I excited? No. It's all no's. I mean, and guys, I used to live for this at one point. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to talk about it, try to be positive and happy. But, you know,
I'm over,
like,
it.
You know, Juicy Joe and Gorga running into each other, that got me to pause. Brandy and Manzo, that, like, I'm excitable. There are things that get my eyes wide open, but not much these days, Sarah, not
Indy
much.
And I sent that Joe and Joe video to you simultaneously, and you go, oh, this is from a long time ago. We go, no, this is real. This is like just happened.
We got to talk about that. And we got to talk about Beverly Hills next time. Sarah, yes. Everyone's going to follow the Sarah Fraser show. Everyone's going to follow David Yontef. And we are just going to do another show very soon, darling.
Love you, doll. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear,
subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.